ליאן דף חוף עמד א', כי עושה אולה עומה עברו אלה אלו, when אולה came from ארץ ישראל to בובל, he said, he related to the בני בובל that in ארץ ישראל they were מעבל אלו. עומר אולה יודין חברין בבלוי, דו החברים עם בובל realize, are they מייסם לב, My tivusa of dinin bahadayo, the toive that we have done for them by being ma'aber elo. Frag the Gemara, my tivusa, what is the toive? What are the bnei bovel gaining from the ibur of chodesh elo? Ula omar mishum yarkaye, Rabbi Acher bachanina omar mishum meisaya. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yodi chavrin bavloi kloima, noisnin leiv, lahaker toive, shoisin imoem bnei eretz Yisroel, sheibru es elo. Are they noisin leiv that hua ma'abada elo? What is the toive? So Ula said, Mishum yarkaya, lahafrid shabbos viyontev zemize, כדי שלא יחמושו ירוקויס הנחולויס כשאין חיים בשבת שחר יונטב, או ביונטב שחר שבת. You can't be קיצר in יונטב. So ממילא if שבת comes after יונטב, you will not have an עונג שבת, שבת, you won't have any, you won't have fresh ירוקויס. Is ממילא, by being מעבר אלו, They separated Shabbos from Yontif. Mishum Meisaya, Lahafrid Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim Zemize, to be Mafrid Shabbos from Yom Kippur, Shelo Yasriach Meis Sheyomus Be'echod Mehem Sheyei Rishen, if a Meis will be Nifter, whichever day will be the first day, either Shabbos will be the first day, Yom Kippur will be the first day, and he won't be nitten l'kvura for 2 days. It'll be 2 days without kvura. But now that they were ma'abed elul, so they separated the Shabbos from the Yom Kippurim. Frag the Gemara, my binayu. Frag the Gemara, so what's the difference? Tavayu is nayu. You have two toivas. One toiva als Messiah. One toiva als Yarkaya. So the Gemara, Ike binayu, Yom Kippurim, Shechaliyis Achar Shabbos. If Yom Kippur will be after Shabbos. Man da omar, Mishum Eses, if Shabbos will be after Yom Kippurim, so you have a time of Einik Shabbos, it's als Yarkaya, and you have a time als Messiah. But if Yom Kippurim will be Chal after Shabbos, then there'll be a nafkamina. Man da oma mishum meisaye mabrina. Because lamaise you have 2 days without kvure. Man da oma mishum yarkaye. But according to Ula, als yarkaye, la'emes kaboilu. If you have Yom Kippurim after Shabbos, when do you need it? You need it la'ulte. Yom Kippur esmenish kain yarokis. So you need it. Meitzoy Yom Kippurim. So, for Meitzoy Yom Kippurim, you could be Matriach, and then you'll be like it, fresh Yerokes. Let us see Rashi. May binayu, tavayu is nayu. Yom Kippurim, shchaliyos acher Shabbos, im lo yavru, they won't be ma'be'elu. Man diyom mishum meisaye ma'abrin, b'dachinin liyom Kippurim liyom sheini b'Shabbos. And if you hold out to Yerkaya, Amos Boilo Lirokis, Lu'uta Lameitso Yom Kippurim. Is Lu'uta Torah Chumais, Meitzoch Lelaket Erev Shabbos, you could be Melaket Meitso Yom Kippurim. Hilkach Loi Ma'abrina. Now, L'chaire, this is an interesting Gemara. We mentioned before, we'll see that Rabbeinu Chananel says the whole Indian of Yarkaya is al Simchas Yontif, you have tiny Girokes, it's an Indian oinik Shabbos, Simchas Yontif. So, Lechoyre, if you have Yom Kippurim after Shabbos, we're speaking about the Suda of Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara is doyik, you won't have Yerokis, the Suda Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim. So the Suda of Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. I mean, the Gemara says, no, mekena reicha. You'll go and be matriach yourself when you go and get Yerokis. There's an Indian to eat Yerokis, there's an Indian of Simchas Yontif, Meitzoy Yom HaKippurim. In the Gemara says in Tachov Dalet, Va'oichlem usmeichem v'meitzoy yoyim ha-kippurim dahavik tzas yontev. That's the Loshna of the Gemara in Simen Tachov Dalet. But actually from our Gemara would seem it's a yontev that there's a chiyav. It says oichlem usmeichem takem. But it seems it's a yontev that there is a din simchas yontev, and there'd be a svara to say that we should be ma'aber elul in order to have fresh yerokis by the sude. Now the Gemara says it's not necessary because you could be malakit fresh yerokis moitzoy yom kippur. Let us go a little further. Frag the Gemara. Laman the Yomar Mishum Yarkaya Kut. So if you have Yom HaKippurim after Shabbos, there's no Indian to be Ma'aba Elo because of Yarkaya. Abba La'abrei Mishum Mesaya. Mesaya is the Choychet HaChesbet. So the Gemara, you're right. When there's Yom HaKippurim, when Yom Kippur and Shabbos comes together, Yizich have to be Ma'aba Elo to separate these two yomim mishum Messiah for sure. Eleika binayu, the nafkemina will be yomtiv. Forget about Yom HaKippurim. Let's speak about Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, or Sukkot and Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, or Shabbos and Sukkot. Yomtiv hasamach le Shabbos bein milafoneo bein milachreho. Man di omar mishum yarkaye, if yolda tamas alts yarkaye, ma brinon. So memele, your ma'abe elu, that they shouldn't be together, that you should have the second day, either Shabbos or Yontev, you should have your rokes. Uman di omar mishum meisaye, efsher ba mommy. So memele, if you have Yontev next to Shabbos, so whenever Yontav will come, you could be mekabel with amomim, with goyim. Here we see from the Gemara that Yom Kippur one is not permitted to be mekabel ayidei amomim. That's the way they bring from the Ramban, that the Ramban asks, the Kovod HaBriyos is doiche aloisosa mi derabonon. To tell a goy to be mekaber ameis in Yom Kippur is all, it's the second day, it's a big Kovod HaBriyos. I mean, the kasha is, by Yontev, he dies the first day Yontev, it's not ishtoy, there's not such a big Kovod HaBriyos. They were matter amir al-akum. And 2 days, if there's Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, they weren't matter amir al-akum. It's a darabonah, not halamaisis, it's a darabonah. So they bring from the Ramban Teretz that it's not a covet for the nifter, that they should be mechalul Yom HaKippurim or Shabbos and Issa Kores or Issa Skila because of him. That's, because even though it's duch hagoy, but that's a pesah. It's not a covet for the nifter that a goy should do an isa skila an isa kores because of him. So therefore, they were not matter amomim in Yom HaKippurim. About koponim, but Shabbos and Yontev, they were matter the Yom Rishon is efsha yidei amomim. So man the yomim mishum meisaye efsha ba amomim. Yeah. So memela, that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is, if you have Shabbos, Samach, Leyontev, what the din will be if you'll be Ma'abe Elo. If you hold out Messiah, here there's no problem with Messiah. If you hold out Yarkaya, so here there's a problem of Yarkaya. fragt die Gemore ulaman di yomar mishum meisaye la abrei mishum yarkaye. Wie der Tam ist, durch die Korinth man die yomar zu meisaye, wie wird verfallen der Tam auf yarkaye? Und für die Gemore efscher bachamimi. He held yarkaye is not a problem, because you could refreshen the wilted yarkis by being shoyre them bechamen. Let us see what Rashi says. Efshel ba'amomi, the Omar Mar, meis b'yontav rishin, yis asku bo'yamomi. Bachmimi shoyrom bechamen v'choizrois lekadmuson. It's a meirudik, it's a machlikas, a meiroim over here. The oynig yontiv, which one derives from raw yerokes, so there is a svore vaistois, they get refreshed a little by being shoyre bechamim. Is that enough of an oynig yontiv? Is it kedai to be ma'aber elu, even though you could end up with the grade B yerokes? If you shoyre bechamim, it's choyzres lekad musam. That's a machlokes amoraim. One held no. You have to, in order to make sure you have fresh yerokes, so they were ma'aber elu because of this. The other man, the yoma, holds no. Ihochi frekta gemore. If this is the tivusa, this is the reason why we ma'aber elu. So why did Ula say this is the tivusa we're doing for the bnei bovel? You're doing it for ourselves also. Yoche maishna l'didon. Why do you say this is a teiva for the bnei bovel? Afilu l'didu nami. The bnei etzis are also deriving benefit from this. They also have the same problem of yarkaye and meisaye. And for the gemara no. L'didon in bovel chovel on alme. It was very hot, humid, was in a valley, there was no frische Luft. So Memela there was a tremendous problem with Mesaya and Yarkaya. The D2 for the Bnei Eretz Yisroel, Lechovulu Alme, so Eretz Horem, the Aver Shoilet, so Memela, for the Bnei Eretz Yisroel alone, there's no need to be ma'aber elo. Let us see Rashi. L'didon chovelon alma onu bnei bovel chamlonu hoylom v'yeshlonu hevel l'fishe bovel amukehi ve'ein o eretz hori megvois keretz Yisrael ve'ein shoylet bo avel ve'ein abo ve'ein bnei eretz Yisrael tzrichen la'aber mishum esayi mishum yakaye elo bishvilein. Now, we learned this Gemara, so we take face value from the Gemara. That means there's a Psacheshbin, and Chazal were very much Machshiv the Cheshbin, that Yarkaye, Meisaye, that was the reason why they were Ma'aber Elo. Let us look in for a minute into the Rabbeinu Hanano. Rabbeinu Hanano seems had a different approach and a different way to understand our Gemara. Zogt Rabbeinu Hananel, round 8 lines from the top. Ki osa ule omar avru le elu. Kloima. Itzterech, there was a need to be ma'aber elu. What was the need? Kefi ha-mesoires shahoiso b'yad bezden. Bezden, Neretz Yisrael, had ha-mesoires that this elu you have to be ma'aber. Vavru le elu. They were ma'aber elu. Mipnei shekoroi soid ha'ibur. The Indian of Ibur HaChodesh was a soid. Nei shebezen loihoyo megalin oisoi elo lemezumonim la'ayim bedover zet. There were only certain people who were roi to be ma'ayin if the din Ibur applies on this Chodesh. Vohoyo oisoi shone. This year that they were ma'aba elo, Yoim lamed le'elu, yoim hasomach le'shabes, bein melfoneh, bein melacheh. It was either before Shabbos, it was on a Friday, or on a Sunday. V'kivin shero ulo ki avru bezmel elu. Ula saw the bezmel maba elu. Nidmeloi. So he was under the impression shebezn ma'abrim al tzayrech hashor. So he thought, why would they ma'abe elu take? Mistama, there's a practical reason. Shloyovir shishon be'erev Shabbos v'loy be'echad b'Shabbos. Shloy lechaber beis kedushes ke'echad ne'kovid meisim. I could go in Simchas Yontev, betayne girokes, uchayotze behem. That was what Ula held. Zukta Rabbeinu Chananel v'cholilo la'aber. Ela ala mesoires, there was a mesoires, a mesura biyodom mi Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a mesoires when to make ibu. Avol misheloinis galo ha'ikrim. But since the Ikrim were not Nizgala, Midumim, so they were under the impression, Muyimdik, like the whole Gemara is only a Hashara of Ula who did not know this. Ki al kol tzayrich ma'abrim. Va'al ze omar Ula, ein shom tzayrich ledova, elo mishum yarkaye. V'rab ache omar mishum meisaye. Yeah. So that Tachs, I don't know if Rashi learns like the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi Tachs me learned Kipshutev. The Rabbeinu Chananel had a score on under a pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. My Tivuse, Asus Ula said that the Bnei Bavel don't realize the Taiva we're doing for them. Shema Abrim Elo. The mutov sheloya abru, kedei sheloya hei tre yoimin misofik. So Taisva says pshat, why did Ula say it in such an oifen, that the Bnei Bovel don't realize that the toiva that we're doing for them, because they think it would be preferable that you shouldn't be ma'aba. Kedei shelo yetre yoimin misofik. We had before, according to Tosfos, because of the efsharis of Ibur, so the kilkel of Rosh Hashanah was that they had to make 2 days, that gufa was called a kilkel. Lachere, I had a kasha, lachere, this Tosfos is saisa Tosfos, daf yotes amid beis, by Yiskalkulu Kulu Me'adais. Taisvis, Rashi had said pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara had said that it's Kedai to be Mekalkul, Rosh Hashanah, by Yiskalkulu Kulu Me'adais. The Kilkul, Taisvis understood pshat is, since Bezn is Ma'aber, Elo, so then they have to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which that's called a kilkel. We mentioned the Taisus Arosh. Comes that you're making extra brachish, you're blowing shofar. Another day, which it seems this is a kilkel. So Rashi had learned the reason they're doing it is the Tikkun Me'adis. This is Messiah, Yerkaya, that is the Tikkun Me'adis. So Taisus asked Akash and Rashi, Kim de Yodi Kvias Elo Amaitis Kalkul Rosh Hashanah, Yodi de Titchem Ibnei Adu. Pektach Taisis Fakert, if the only Tikkun Me'adis is Yerkayo Messiah, so there's a formula for this. If that Rosh Hashanah will not come out on a Sunday, on a Wednesday, on a Friday, because then this Kilkul will come out. So Fakert, if that's the only time when you're Ma'abar the Elo, so there's no necessity to make 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Everyone knows that Rosh Hashanah doesn't fall out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So l'chayre, this Taisvis is Saisa, the previous Taisvis. Taisvis says, the mutav shloyabuk de shloyay treyayimim misafik. This will not bring treyayimim misafik. Tachsich mir, I found later the Ochlaner seems to ask this kashim. The Gemara said, what will be the nafkamina between Ule and Rab and Rabache Bar Chanine? It'll be if Shabbos will be bein milfoneho, bein milacharel. Yontif has somach le Shabbos, the other way around. If Yontif will be somach le Shabbos, bein milfoneho, bein lacharel. Rabbeinu tam loigoras milfoneho. That not, you're not going to say that, that the Yontif will be before Shabbos. Timchal Rosh Hashanah v'sukis milfoneo, that means Rosh Hashanah falls out on Friday. Typically, Mishum Messiah, the Mikliya Makipurim, Bechot b'Shabbos. So then there's Messiah, so how could the Gemara say there'll be a nafkamina if Rosh Hashanah falls out Erev Shabbos? According to everyone, there'll be a tam out Messiah. So it is only Geiris Lacharel. Zog de Gemara weiter. Eini, but, so, a kaponim, the way we have the sugya says that, for a tzoyrech, we're ma'aber the elu. In fact, the Gemara eini, botoni rabbe bar shmu, yochel, kishem shema'abrin es hashona le tzoyrech, just like, for a purpose, for a tzoyrech, we're ma'abel the shone. For the tkufe, for other reasons, for chaydishah, that nisn should be ba'oviv, for peiris ilam, there's cheshbainis, why we're ma'abel the shone. Tach ma'abren es ha'chaydish le tzoyrech. So I would think that if there's a necessity, we're ma'abel the chaydish also. We'll make it, yom lamed aleph. Talmud loymer hachidish hazeh lochem reish chadoshim hachidish hazeh. So we learn that from the hazeh kozeh rei vekadish. The hachidish is not flexible. Mishpil netarum et hachidish. You see the levana, you mekadish kozeh rei vekadish. So how does this stim with this whole gemara? Our gemara says letzayrech we're ma'abed ha'chaydish. The pasuk weiss the chayis that as soon as you see the lavon, you're ma'kadish it. Omar, it's a girsa rabbe or rav, loy kashe, kan la'abroi, kan le'kachay, v'hochi koma. I'm going to make a greis in the bereise. Yochel, kishem, shema'abrim es ha'shono, ve'es ha'chaydish le'tzayrech. The din is, we're ma'abel the shana l'tzayrich, and we're also ma'abel the chaydish l'tzayrich. That means we'll make a chaydish that was nira bismani l'katshoi, that the resh chaydish should have been yom lamed, we make it yom lamed alf, that l'tzayrich. That, we do this. So I would think, kach mekatshin es ha chaydish l'tzayrich. So I would think, perhaps, if l'tzayrich, you can be mishane, you can make it the Rosh Chodesh, the 31st day, even though it should have been the 30th day. So, kach mekatshin es ha'chodesh l'tzayrech. So, I would think maybe you can do the opposite also. It really should have been the 31st day, and you make it the 30th day. Talmud loyma ha'chodesh azeh lochem kozeh rei v'kadesh. No. To be ma'aber, you could be ma'aber. But to make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh without Ariyah, thus came in it. So that's Pshat in the Braise. So you make a Grais in the Braise. Not the Braise says you can't be Ma'abara Chodesh L'Tzayrech. No, you can't be Mekadesh HaChodesh Yoim Lamed L'Tzayrech. You can only be Mekadesh because there's Rei V'Kadesh. If there's Ariyah Salavona, then you can be Mekadesh. Without Ariyah Salavona, you can't be Mekadesh. V'chiha da Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ma'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shenira bizmanoi la'abroi, that if Edim come the 30th day, they want to be made for us, that they saw the Levone. So there's a din ma'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shenira bizmanoi la'abroi. So we're ma'ayim on them that they shouldn't say Edis today, they should say Edis tomorrow. So, ve'ein ma'ab ma'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shalai nireh bizmanoi lekatshe. But, if we would like to be Mekadosh the 30th day. So then we will not be Ma'ayim on Edim who did not see the Lavone to say that they saw the Lavone. We Mekadosh the Lavone. That is the first parrots of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Eini, Kimabrinon Chaydish Letzairech, says Kshem Shemahabrim es Hashon Letzairech, Neha Ovi, Bat Kufi, Peres Ilam, Kedisa Per Kamada Sanhedrin. So I would think you're Ma'aber the Chaydish also, because there Eve Kaddish, now it says Kimin Shetire, Kaddish Bay Bayoy, we shouldn't be Ma'aber the Chaydish. So then the Gemara says, no, La'abri Lassi says, Tachosam Bole Litzoyrech is Mutter. You're just like you're Ma'aber Hashani, Ma'aber Chaydish. I would think you could be Mekadish Chaydish also, be Yom Shloishim. Ba'alevone Loi Niris. Ve'im Yamtinu Ad Yom Ocho Yei Shabbos Yom Kippurim Smuchim. So here the din is, ain't Mekadshim Litzoyrech. This you cannot be Mekadish. Bahochi kom ayochel kishem shema abrim letzoirech, kach mekachim letzoirech. Tamud loima koze rei vikadeish, rei tchila vahache kach kadeish. Avol ksha ato me abroi, ro vikadeishu. So that's Mirashi means to say, but if you are ma'abr, the lechayre, the gather is that there has to be a kiddush to Arias Eidus. So if the Eidim saw the Lavone Yom Lamed, and Beznes Mekadosh Yom Lamed Aleph, so it's no stira. We're being Yom Lamed Aleph now, so we can't make Yom Lamed Kaddish. So, but we're making Yom Lamed Aleph Kaddish because there was Arias Alavone from Tuwaitim. It was God on Yom Lamed. But that's called Rav Kaddish. Ma'aymim al ha'edim al ha'chayde shenire bizmanoi, b'yoyim shloishim, sheyachishu b'shvil abroi. So we tell them they should not come to Bezden. Ve'ein ma'aymim b'yoyim shloishim al ha'edim shaloi ra'u, v'anan srichin l'katshay ha'yoyim, k'day la'afrit Shabbos mime kippurim, sheyoyim ru, ro'inu v'yoyidu sheker. That we don't do. Zog de Gemara weiter, ein is es doch nicht azoi. Hey, what are you saying, Pshat and the Bereise? That the Bereise is telling us that, Litzoyrech, you could be Ma'aber HaChodesh, that's Pshat and Ule. But Litzoyrech, you cannot be Mekadosh HaChodesh. Fact the Gemara ein is nicht azoi, wa sholach le Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya le Abami, have yoidim. Shekol yomov shel Rabbi Yochanan hayim melamdeinu ma'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh sheloi nire bizmanu lekatshoi af api sheloi ra'u yoimru ra'inu. Frag the Gemara, it's not true what you said, that what halacha is that you can be ma'aym on a ha'chodesh sheloi nire bizmanu, it's yom lamed. When you want to be Mekadosh Yom Lamed, and you don't have Edim that saw the Levone, so you can be Ma'ayim on the Edim, Af al pi shaloi ra'u, yoimru ra'inu. Zot Rashi, hoye melamdeinu, ma'aymin, im onu tzrichin lasoi seichosa. Now this is a very difficult halacha to understand. What is pshat in this? That you want to be Mekadosh Yom Lamed. You have a cheshbon why you want to be Mekadosh Yom Lamed. There's only one technicality. No one saw the Levone. So that's no problem. So we go over to two Yidden and we convince them. You have to know how the convincing goes about. We convince them that they did see the Levone. Either they'll see stars by, but when they see the Levon Al Kaponim, we convince them that they saw the Levon, and then they come Eidus, they saw the Levon, and Bezen says, Mekudish, Mekudish. Now, this is doch a Gelechter. What's pshat in this? Memes in this Vasemes asks the Kashi.
I mean, it's very schwer. Who are we fooling? What do we want to accomplish?
The Bnei Yeshua says two mahalchim. One mahalach, which Tachsam is not like Rashi, because Rashi says, Sheyemru ra'inu v'yo'idu sheker. So Rashi by Yisrael, Rashi learned Pshat, the Gemara Kipshuta, that they're saying that they saw the Levon, and they should say, hey, the sheker, they never saw the Levon. Bnei Yeshua wants to say like this, and Tachsam with Rabbeinu Chananel learned like this. Ma'aymin ala eidim lekatshoi, she'ein medagdekim be'iduson kol kach. The af al gav, the efsher de loiro, elo kuviso de eve, ba'alme kidmus levone. Afilo hochi ein choikrem al zek shehu me'atzoirech. So this is the lashon of the Pnei Yeshua. So that's in the Pnei Yeshua means like this. That means when Adam came and said they saw the Levone, they saw the new moon, Bezdin was a little bit, wanted to make sure Taka they saw the moon. It was possible perhaps they saw a cloud that looked like the moon. So they were medagdik. There was some drishes, achkiris, and there were questions which asked to make sure upon him that they Taka saw the moon. When there was a necessity that it should be Rosh Chodesh, so they said the solar moon, Zolta Zayin Gebenched, Mekudesh, and Fatik, they didn't go further. And Dach Sechmir, that is what Rabbeinu Chananel seems to be saying also. Rabbeinu Chananel says, V'sholach Erev Yudin Nesiyah L'Rab Ami, Evi Yodin Shekol Shnoisov Shrab Yoichanan, Hayim alamdeinu ma'aimim al eidim al chaydish leinire bezmanoi lekatshoi sh'af api sh'loi ro'u ba'olil. They didn't see it clearly. Ela ke'ein kavise ye'idu ki ra'inu. They say that means even though it wasn't a riyah gemure, they made it ki ra'inu. Now, what is pshat in this? How do we understand this halacha? So, efshar, this halacha is not too bad. We find, perhaps Ashtikol Dimyan, we find if there's a shaila in a ois and a sefer Torah, does it have a tzuras ois? It doesn't have a tzuras ois. So, yes, kakotni, yes, katinik. And the tinik says, he says whatever he says. Now, and halacha, it's what the Tinnik says. I mean, so there are certain halachas which are nimsa to a riyah of a certain, Tinnik says it looks like a dalet, it's a dalet. We look at it, could be it looks like a resh. He says it looks like a dalet. La halacha, it has a din dalet. So it could be the riyah halavone, that means if it, to them, it looks like a levona. Perhaps if we'd investigate a little bit more, we'd be able to, but you're not mechuyev to be mevara. And let's be mamtik one nekuda, which could be this is ichet true, that the Bnei Yeshua mentions this in his second mahala, that could be bezden had a cheshmen that the levona could have been seen. That means there was a cheshmen that there could have been a levona today. And there's a tzoirech that we should make today Rosh Chodesh. So Mamela, so then this mitzvah of Kzer Reyu Kadesh, there's different types of Riyas. Just like the Mabit says when you look at an Esrig, you're not supposed to look at it closely, you look at it far away and you twirl it, look, oh, it says Hodo. It's called Hodo. So again, there are certain halachas which different Riyas are acceptable. So could be that's Kshatan. That's this chiddush that we accept this riyah, and that's the mitzvah of chizere yokadish. We daf net fregen mer and derish v'choike zayim mer. That's the mitzvah. Rashi zicher didn't learn like that. Rashi says shem reinu v'yidu sheker. The second mahalach. This is God. The first mahalach in the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua gave matanam thoughts explaining as follows: the la'acher. She'al pi cheshben roi lirois. He goes with a cheshben. Number one, al pi cheshben, the levone could be seen today. Number one. Number two. The kiven dahad the mitzvah lekadish al pi ariya le ma'akiv hakviyitz. Number two. I feel like there was no ariya, but if bezin can be mekadish with other, that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah reyu kadish. That's a mitzvah. But beikar adin, if there won't be any edim, and bezin will say that it's mekudish, it's mekudish. So we have number one, a cheshbin that the Levone could have been seen today. Number two, the whole inyan of Re'eh v'Kaddish is a mitzvah, it's not likuvah. The mitzvah ba'alme. Le'esat zoyrech, shapi yecholin lasis kein. So if it's le'esat zoyrech, shapi yecholin lasis kein. Le'esat havi sheker, the yediya havi keriyah. So the last five words in the Pnei Yeshua, "V'lei havi sheker di yediyah havi kiriyah," darsach mir that the Pnei Yeshua means to say that we go over to the Edom, we tell that we learn the Edom, we give them a crash course in astronomy, we tell them that the cheshbon is that there could be a levona. No, there could be a levona today. So by saying, I saw the Levone, I could say, I know that the Riyah, the idea have a Keriyah. So by saying I saw, that means you could understand, I understand that there could be a Levone. You could see with the eyes and you can see with Cheshbon. But I don't understand what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. After all Akdomis, he says Akdomis, it was Roy to see the Levona today, fine. Number two, you don't even need, it's only a mitzvah Balma, fine. That's also good, I understand it. So why, but the whole thing is a mitzvah Balma. So now, between you and me, will Bezdin get the mitzvah, yes or no? Is there a mitzvah? But now the mitzvah is Kazer Rei V'Kaddish. So is this a mitzvah? This is the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. I mean, so why did he date them for? Bezdin also knows the Cheshbon. But what are the Edom saying? The Edom, you teach the Edom the Cheshbon. Who are you fooling over here? This is the your Mekayma mitzvah. It's very difficult. I don't understand. It's Mekudish, but what's the mom the ganze Spilachul? What mitzvah are you Mekayim if Lamaisa the Edom didn't see the Levona? The Sfas Emes says, because of the difficulties in our Gemara, the Rambam learned a different pshat in our Gemara and Gans. Abamish a different pshat. The Rambam learned Pshat na Gemara as follows. Rambam learned that the Gemara, that what the Gemara holds, the first Mahalach, Ma'abrim L'Tzoyrich, let's not go into that, which is Moyadik Mechudishtik, but Mekatshin al L'Tzoyrich means as follows. The Rambam says the story is speaking about such a case. Two Edim came and said they saw the Chodesh Lamed B'Chodesh. Amish made to order. We want to be Mekadish Tachaydish. Two Edim come and say that they were Mekadish Tachaydish. Right? Baruch Hashem. Bezin says Mekudish, Mekudish. Fartik, a lady. Then later, two other Edim come and they're Mazin these Edim. Or they're Makrish the Edim. Chmanan Itzlan. It was so Meiradikari. Things were going so good. And it's good and it's wonderful. Messiah is good, Yarkai is good. Now they go and they Mekadish the Chodesh. So now the Rambam says, now Bezin has to Mishsecharayin a bit. So we can't let that this should be. So what does Bezin do? This is the idea. Shebo Eidim etchila sharu bizman v'kitshu v'achakach bostire oy hazome oy hakroshe. So what's ma'aymin? So me nemen sich zu de beine von die makrishim. Ma'atrifen oisem b'shailas. We make them so far tumult, we ask them shailas, ma'atrichem aleim b'bedikis, and medakten gebedus, and we put them to the fourth degree. That l'mamish, that the u'mishtadlen ha'bezden shlo yivsulu eidis ha'kiddish. So ma'aymin, bezden is ma'ayim and the makrishim, in order that the Eidi HaKiddush should not be Muslim, should not be Mukrish. That's how the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara. So the Loshen Dach Mevissin Abor Kaponim, the Sfas Emes said the Rambam learned it like this because another Pshat would be very difficult to understand. Al Kaponim, we're up to Akasha. We had a Beraisa. The Baraisa said that you cannot, the Chadoshim are not like Shonim. Shonim, Litzoyrech, we can be Ma'aba. Chadoshim, Litzoyrech, you can do whatever you want. So before the Gemara wanted to say Pshat in the Baraisa, that you can be Mekadish, Litzoyrech. But now we see Rabbi Yochanan held that you can be Mekadish, Litzoyrech also. So what's Pshat in the Baraisa? Omar Abaye loy kashe, ho benissen v'tishrei, ho b'shar yalchi. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Benissen v'tishrei, shemay adois tluyim behen, bekatshin l'tzoyrech. Benissen v'tishrei, did is a tzoyrech. So then, we mekadish also l'tzoyrech. B'shar yalchi loy. Peshar yarchi, then, me mission sich nicht. Vim taima, fakt rashi, ma zeirech lono beshar chadoshim lachasr labe. So, some say, mother, when does Bezne have a zeirech? Some say to be mishlech harein in ear and tamas, where is that zeirech? Vachaser labe, so trashi ja, dis a zeirich, kegoin oiso shashanino be meseches elchem, ein poichsin me arbo chadoshim am uborim bashone, loy nire la abe yoiser al shmoine. The halacha is the minimum amount of chaydish muboris has to be four, the maximum is eight. Vahosa mefoshinen hatam. What is vim ibru shmoina? What happens if they were ma'aber eight chadoshim already? Now we have, the next chadosh has to be chosa. Ubozeh loy niris b'yoyim shloishim. We didn't see alavone b'yoyim shloishim. Nimtza sha'onu tzrichim la'ayim aleim loyimo re'inu b'shvil l'kadish. That means we have a tzeirich over here. So I would think Bezen Betzach Harayim Mishnah. You can have more than eight Chadoshim Uboris. Kemash Melon, that no. That's the Baraisa. The Baraisa says that even though there's a Tzorech, you cannot be Mekadesh. You cannot be Mekadesh a Shal Chadoshim L'Tzorech. It's a very pertinent kasha that the Tosfos HaRosh asks. Let us learn the Baraisa. The Baraisa says like this. Yochel kshem shema abrim es hashone letzoyrech. Kach mekatshin, that's the drach, kach mekatshin es hachoydish letzoyrech, um abrim es hachoydish letzoyrech, kach mekatshin es hachoydish letzoyrech. Tamud loyma, hachoydish ezeh lochem reish chadoshim. So we learn now from this, hachoydish ezeh, kozeh rei vekadish. So the Gemara says that this Baraisa is not speaking about Nissen. Nissen, you're allowed to misach. When are you not allowed to misach? Iyo. The Gebreise brings a posik, which is the posik, Achoydish Hazeh. Frek, the Taisus HaRosh, now this posik is speaking about Nissen. Achoydish Hazeh Lochem Roish Chadoshim, Yishim Lochem, is speaking about Nissen. So bringing a posik that tells me that you're not allowed to Mishsech in Iyah. Oh, but Nissen, you're allowed to be Mishsech. So Memele, how do you learn Pshat in the Bereise? That's the Taisus HaRosh's kasha. So the Taisus HaRosh says that this Drosh is an Emerson and a Smachta Baalme. So it's not Mikaradin, Mikaradin came as a mission. So it's a smachta, so the smachta daft, and a smachta daft sich nicht stimmen mit Pashte de Kro. So even though the Posik is speaking about Nissen, we're using this Posik to tell us that you can't be Mekadesh Iyam. Zog Toisves. Sholach rei Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah l'Rabbi Ami. Toisvus ein zeh Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah shehiter Hashem beperik ein ma'amidin. Shehoyo bimei Rab Shmuel. That Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was in the times of Rabbi Shmuel. Tahu, this Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was b'noi shel Rabbi Gamliel ben Rabbi Yehuda Hanosi. And he was in the times of Rabbi Shmuel. V'haida hocha. Talmidei shel Rabbi Yochanan, this Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Kayif l'Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan was Kayif l'Rabbi Shmuel, so this was a different Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Ho benissen ubetishrei, perish bekuntri, shamayadois tluyim behem, mekachim l'tzoyrech.
Bishar yarchi loy. But the others not. V'yesh meforshim ibche. Others say fakert.
So the Meiri explains what the svar, what is the svar of fakert? Pung fakert. This will be good al kaponim das machte. That nisim v'tishrei, since the mayadis are dependent on this kiddushim, nisim and tishrei, since the yomim toivim are dependent on the kiddush, so here you make an ordentlich kiddush without reidlich. The other months where there's no yomim toivim involved, so then when there is a tzairich, so taki you can make reidlich. That's the two pshotim. Rava Omar, Rava said a different teretz. Hode Tony Rabbe Bar Shmuel, Acheremi, that it's a matter of opinion, Taken. Rabbe Bar Shmuel that said that you are not. So we see that's why that this is not before we were going to see the Rabbi or Rav, not Rav, because Rav here says a different teretz. Ho de toni Rabbi bar Shmuel acherimi, de sanya acherim oimrim, ein bein atzeres la tzeres, ve ein bein reish ha-shona la reish ha-shona ela dalad yomim bolva, bim hois ha-shona muberes hamisha. That means the acherim say that Bezdin never had sich hereingemischt. So my mail of Bezin, no, the Seder Achadoshim is Echad Moli Vechad Chosa. So my mail can always know a mathematical cheshbon that what the next year will be, the next year will be 4 days later, 4 days later in the week, because you never ma'aba. Moisa Shnas Muberes Chamisha. Let us see. Zitrashi Hodetoni Rabbi Shema Abrim Boloy Mekachim Letzorech Acheremi. Domri Loilom Alachadoshim Echad Moli Vechad Chosa Keseida Meudol Von. Shemizchadeshes Loilom Besoyv Choftes Yomim Umachze Sheheim Chamishim Vetisha Lishnei Chadoshim. So therefore the first Chodesh is Chosa and the second one is Molaim. Abo yomim, so im nikva achshav bechad b'shabes. If Shavuos, let's say, is now on a Sunday, yelushon abo b'chmishi b'shabes. Shezeh chesh ben shneim osa chaydish, echad molei ve'echad chosa, oylo l'shin nun dalid yomim. Vasholish meyes v'chamishi kulam shvuayim. 350 days you could divide in weeks. See, 50 weeks. Nimza nitche laholon arbo yomim. So the dichui of the day. So we only have 4 days later. We stop off the next shvuas. Imayso shana muberes. Hey, shemesifin aleh chaydish chasa. So 29 day in chaydish. So we have again 1 day more. Shadoich alahem in a shvuaim shleimim yom echad. So it's 4 weeks plus a day. So if there's a chaydish muberes, if there's a shana muberes, so it comes out that the next year, Shavuos will be 5 days later. Zog taisves, im hoiso shana muberes, chamisha. Be'erchen porich, vo'ike yoime de shoyi, vi'yoime de tlosin shnin. He says, the Gemara in Erchen asks Akasha, he says, here the Acherim said that there's a klal that every year, if Shavuos was on a Sunday, so it'll be the next year 4 days later. Besides, an Ibbi, it'll be 5 days later. In fact, the Gemara, there's another Cheshbon which looks up the Yomim Tovim on the next year. There's Yoime Deshoi. There's a day that after 3 years, you will add on a day. And there'd be yoime the chalokim, the tlosin shone. Vishum, zotaisa zay, mishum the whole shone, oidefes abo yomim, each year shin nun dalid yoim, shmoino shois, tat ayin vov chalokim. So the yomim, every 3 years, you add on another day, because, the 3 times 8 is 24, so we have another day. Tat ayin vav chalokim after 30 days also become a day. 30 years, after 30 years become a day. Eb oysan chalokim mitztafim liyoyim sholoim lesoif shloishim shonim. So memele, so the Gemara asked an acherim, so how could they say such a blank statement, ein bein atzeres latzeres, elo the dalet yomim, it's not true. This is normally it's azoy. Every 3 years is a different cheshbon. Every 30 years is another cheshbon. He didn't go into it. Rav Dimi Menardoi Masne Ipche. He said fakert. Ma'aymin al ha'edim al ha'chodesh shalay nira bezmane lekatshoy. Fakert. If there was no Rias Halavone, then Ma'ayim Malaide. Ma'ayim Malaide Malachide, Shenira Bizmanoi La'abroi. Shenira Bizmanoi La'abroi. But if it was Nira Bizmanoi, before we had a Svara Fakert, that it's easier to be Ma'aber than to be Mekadish. And he said, Fakert, it's easier to be Mekadish than to be Ma'aber. My time, Hi. Merzi keshikre, hai loy merzi keshikre. This would seem, this is a drabon on the kecheshben. Zot Rashi, hai merzi keshikre, kshenires bezmano ve'einon me'idim, if with harbe acherim yesherou, v'nire shal al sheker avru. So Memela, then the Anhog of Beznitzah, because he loosened the Beidin, the Bezn makes it a move, and everyone saw the Levona the day before. Habuk Shaloi Reino, V'omru Reino, Ain Sheker Noida. So Bezdin should not do something which is Merzi Keshik. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Shmuel, Yochilne Liskuni Likule Goyla. Zogt Rashi, Yochilne Liskuni Beloi Rias Eidim. I could figure out, I could be misaken without Eidim. Ki boki ani betilde salavone, vihilucha viseder hamazolis. I could be misaken for the whole goyle. So it's very unclear what Shmuel said he could figure out what the moilet halavonis would be. For the Goyle, so that means that he knows what the Seid is going to be. I don't know if L'chere Shmuel was still Bizman, there was still a Bezin, the Kaddish as a Chodesh. So he's saying, if that is true, there was Bezin was still Makaddish as a Chodesh then. So L'chere is saying he could print a Luach, and he could send it out to the Bnei HaGoyle, and he could figure out the... He could figure out as this old as manim what when Rosh Chodesh shall be, and because he knew the cheshbon. Now, the Rabbi Nachmanel says, "Omar Shmuel Yechilnu Liskuni Lekula Goy Lekloima Yesh Pi Koyach Lachshev Cheshbon Hashonim." ולסכן איזה שונה צריך איבור, וכן בחדושים איזה חודש צריך להסתבר, עד ביס הגויל וישיישב הסנהדרן. So from the Rabbi Nachmanel weiss to is, that he would already be, he'll be Mekadosh already for all, I mean, that what we have a cheshbon of Hillel HaKotan, and that lemaise is our cheshbonis, the Hillel HaKotan made a cheshbon, is Mekadosh all the chadoshim at biis hagoyil. So Shmuel said he could do it. Omalei Abba avu ad rabbi simloi l'shmuel. So Abba told Shmuel, Yoda mar haimilse desanye besoit haibo. There was a baraisa that was called soit haibo. And in this baraisa there was many remozim. Alochas were written by derech remez. So it says in this baraisa, noilet koidem chatzois oi noilet acha chatzois. That's one of the things you have to know. So he asked Shmuel, do you know Pshat in the Baraisa? No, I don't know Pshat. Omalei midoho lo yodama ikemili achanai said lo yodama. So male, if you don't know this, Mustama, you don't know other things also. So Zognit, that you can take care of everything already, there is still an area in, that you are unaware of, so Mamela, you're not capable to do what you said you could do. Zogt Rashi, Soita Ibo Baraisa Shnuya Biramozim. Noilat Kaidum Khatsois Lacha Khatsois, Kachon Ibo, Remes Baalmu Loima Kaidum Khatsois, Choluk, Minoilat Lacha Khatsois. Yodamar Machilik Yesh, so Mamela, he said he didn't know.